I'm Patricia Lisi Davis, Village Salon, downtown Merchants Group.
She's one of the zealous nuts.
They had to hold me down last night.
Great one, we had to hold you down last night, it was great.
Very exciting. I had Ben, Marion, and Fred in our group. And we were up by the link on Commerce where Starbucks is in the convention center. And what we decided we liked about it is that there is a station, for one thing. And we think it's a very good place for the station with the convention center and everything right there. It's kind of a midpoint. We also think it was one of the probably the most used stations. We see a lot of people getting on and off there in the morning, afternoon, and because of the convention center. We like the materials that were used, the mix of the old and new, that there was a clarity of purpose there, that it was a station, there was a people-moving area. It was pretty clean and safe, and it had a pretty good visual presence and the proximity of the station, but we think that the area had a lack of focus and synergy. There's kind of like really oddly different buildings around there, and not that the buildings necessarily need to look alike or have the same theme or anything, but something to tie them together and create some synergy, whether it's the texture or the foliage or even the lighting. We liked that there was a seating and a water fixture there out in front of the convention center, but we think that the programming and the visualness of it was a little weak. We think it could be a little more interactive, maybe possibly taking the chain down, letting kids get in it, add some lighting, make it a little stronger focus. The signage at the link was good, but we think it needs to have more clarity and distinction and delineation for the districts that are starting to arise. So, you know, maybe color coding or wayfinding, more information of what to do in those districts needs to happen. There was talk of some art, and there was a little bit of an art presence, but we don't think there was enough, and we don't think that there was any relevancy for the art. We'd like to see a lot more public art, and we'd even like to see some sort of installation like down maybe the center of the light rail itself. Ben had a really good idea of possibly a maybe a timed, flowing, ebb and flow, like the tide light type art installation, so that, you know, as you're coming on the light rail, you know, you're kind of, we talked about bringing the excitement, you know, getting to a point. There's nothing that tells anybody that we're getting to that plaza or that we're getting to the convention center. So something visually there engaging people that, you know, creates the energy. It's nice that there's a hotel there, but the aesthetic of it is not really great. You look like you're looking at the back of a hotel in Fife, you know, when you come out of the convention center. The queuing of the cars and stuff there is a little interesting and a little kind of awkward for traffic. The crosswalks there, we also agreed, are definitely not as visible as they could be for the public and definitely for traffic. So as it felt somewhat safe there, we think it could be used a little better. Short-term and long-term, we talked about the fountain and the programming, interactive lighting, better pedestrian connections, more visible, district delineation on the signage, definitely more vegetation. I think that's been a common thread here with everybody, is more plant action, more green, more life. You need a sense of arrival for the plaza. We even thought about piping music into the stations. You know, while you're sitting there for a few minutes, it might want to be nice. Events exposure, definitely the convention center doesn't show a lot of, you know, what's here? You know, who's coming? Who's in town? If you're working at Starbucks, wouldn't you like to know who the 300 people, you know, that are there, what they're there for? And even when you're riding the light rail, who's coming to our city? Definitely more color. Long term for us would probably more arts programs on the streets and definitely connected with Sound Transit and on the rail. Seasonal events, engaging them, using the middle posts maybe for seasonal energy building. The Downtown Merchant Group is starting a promotion now, Feet on the Streets, live after 5, every Thursday, not just the third Thursday. We want to get action going on in all the different nodes that we're talking about. Progressive lighting feature we talked about on there would be a long term. Varied markets, almost a progressive market type thing. I'm hearing a lot of people talk about that. We have a farmer's market. Why not a children's market at one of the other places? An artisan's market back behind Grazzi's. So either one day having multiple markets or even progressive markets on different days so that, you know, we know that those things are going on. absolutely outside eating and easy or conducive vendor ordinances. I think we need to change some ordinances and have street vendors, food vendors, people out. I mean, that how musicians, absolutely, street performers, people, activity. You know, gain the people from our arts community and get them out there and do that. So the partnerships, I think a lot of them are very obvious. The partnerships are great, and this is one question we had last night. I think we have a lot of people that are interested and excited. We can form partnerships, and we can even form an identity in an organization. The question is, who do we go to for permission? So that's my biggest question is, once we form the partnerships, who tells us, yes, you can use those, and this is the protocol to do it?
Great. Great job.